Hi, friends. Welcome to Unveiled. I'm Shannon Bolin, and I'm so excited that you're here. Today, I have a special guest with me, my friend Natalie. She and I recently were working on a retreat together, and she gave a beautiful talk that very simply brought me to tears. When she was done, I just thought, oh my goodness, our listeners would love to hear this. So I'll let her say hi and share her beautiful words with you.
Hi, I'm Natalie. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Just a 2-second blurb.
Yeah, I'm Credo Catholic. Grew up in a Catholic family. I've got 4 siblings who I love and adore. I'm the oldest of 5. And now I've been married for 11 years almost. And I have 4 boys.
Oh, amazing.
They are third grade, 2nd grade, 3.5 and 2.
Yeah.
So our house is wild.
Do you
want
to give a shout out to them?
I do. Yes, I do. My wonderful husband, Zach. He helps us keep up with all the energy in the house. He's an amazing dad. And Calvin, he's my 3rd grader.
Aww.
Paxton, my 2nd grader. He's coming up on his first communion.
Aww.
Yeah, with your Eleanor.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ambrose, who's 3.5. And Fletcher, my wild man, who's 2, who thinks he's 9. So it's a wild adventure that the Lord is leading us on, but it's been fun.
Yeah, and so good. Listeners, I can't tell you how cute her boys are. Like, oh my goodness. If we were techie, we could, you know, be doing video and pictures and whatever. But, well, I'm just take my word for it today. So,
thank you.
They're amazing. And it is truly an honor to have Natalie with us today. I think I will just start by asking a few questions about kind of how this message came about.
Mm-hmm.
So Krista was putting together the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And so what kind of direction or insight did she sort of give you to start with?
Well, she's so great because she's so led by the Lord.
Amen.
And
yes.
I just have learned so much from her in how to let the Lord lead every aspect of my life.
Yes.
And she's such a blessing. But she really didn't give me a whole lot of direction. And I came to her at our prayer group.
Okay.
After having gone to an Ablaze at Cathedral.
Okay.
And I remember I was standing in line at confession, and this family had come up, and it was a mom that took her kids up first, and then I saw her husband follow behind with his baby, and he stopped at the stairs of the altar, and he was just so moved by the monstrance and Jesus and the Eucharist, and he had this little baby, and he just kissed this little baby on the forehead, and it was like this, the lights on him, and just the love of the Lord showed so deeply in this moment.
That's beautiful.
And it just struck me so deeply. And so I just thought, that is the love of the Father. Like, that is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And so when I shared that at prayer group, Krista was like, boom, that's like these kids, so these 8th graders, they need to know the love of the Father.
I love it.
And so that was kind of the direction we took.
Okay.
And I'm personally really big on identity.
Yes.
We really thought through and prayed through how does the Father love us?
Okay, yeah.
But who are we in Him?
Yeah.
Because that matters.
Yeah, amen.
So that relationship is so key.
That is so good.
So that was the driver.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's amazing, friend. I love that. Isn't that the way, though, where the Holy Spirit will sort of bring your awareness to something, mm-hmm. and you don't know why. Sometimes it's like, I'm going to tuck that in my back pocket because that really moved my heart, or that really caught my attention, but I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else comes up and it's like, oh, this was for this very reason. So
Right. Listeners,
I can tell you that when Natalie shared this message, I, like I said, I was brought to tears. It was such a beautiful moment. The retreat was for 8th graders. And so, you know, they're at an interesting time in life. Mm. It can be a little squirrely. Going through a lot, looking forward to high school. And yet there just was this peace and this kind of calm that settled over them. Like they just were really soaking it in. So I'll let her begin to share her message today.
So thanks again for having me. And this is the message that I had shared with the 8th graders for their confirmation retreat. Feel free to pause the podcast at any time if you feel like you need to jot something down in your journal, or if you just need that time to pray or think, and then you can push play and we'll keep trucking. All right. So I just want you to, I invite you to pause and think of one or two people in your life that love you. Maybe it's a spouse, grandparent, parent, aunt or uncle, one of your best friends or a close family member. And this is someone who you know without the shadow of a doubt that they love you, no matter what. Do you believe that they would sacrifice for you, or that they would endure deep sacrifice for you? So just take a few seconds to think of who this might be in your life or jot them down. Okay, so you know you're loved by these people and you're sure of this. How are you sure? Why did these people come to mind? How do you know that you're loved by them? I'm not trying to question their love for you. I'm just trying to get you to think about what it is about this relationship that makes you feel so loved. Is it something they have done or said to you? Is it something they gave you that they give you? Maybe their time, their attention. Maybe they've given you a special gift. Maybe you've been forgiven by this person. And that's been a way that you've been loved by them. So you can take a minute or two, pause the podcast, think about this, jot it down. Think about why you feel so loved by these people. Now let's take this a step further. How did this relationship between you and this person develop? How is it that you came to feel so loved? Do you speak with this person on a regular basis? Do you spend time with them? What is it that you like to do with them? How do you show them your love? So again, take a minute or two, think about it, jot it down, and come back. So I'm going to shift gears here for just a second. I'm a big fan of the saints. Love the saints. They are living, breathing witnesses of the faith, and they're witnesses that God works through humility. He works through our sin, he endures through all of that, and he can bring good and grace through anybody in any way and through anything. So one of my favorite saints is St. Augustine. I'm not sure if you've heard of him, but he was not a good guy. He struggled almost his entire life with sin, with lust, with a love for money, a love for battle. He was a really, really strong warrior, and he became injured. But all this time, his mother was a super devout Catholic, Saint Monica. And so she's the saint of mothers whose children have gone astray. And she was really good friends with a man named Saint Ambrose, and he was also a very holy man. And so the two of them would pray for Saint Augustine for his conversion, and she never, ever gave up in her fight, in her battle, in prayer for her son, even though he seemed so lost. And he finally got injured in this battle. In that time of recovery and healing, he had a conversion. And he was eventually named a doctor of the church. He's a very, very influential saint in Catholicism, but even people outside of Catholicism have heard of St. Augustine. He's a really, really beautiful, beautiful saint with a beautiful story, amazing book called Confessions, not to be confused with Usher's title. But so anyway, he has a quote. He's got lots of famous quotes, but this one really just struck me with this message. And he writes, "God loves each of us as if there were only one of us." And so maybe just write that down or just think about that for just a minute. God loves each of us as if there was only one of us. So these people that you wrote down in your journal and why they love you, or rather why you're loved by them, they're gifts from God. And so in St. Augustine's quote, he speaks of that love that God has for us, that we are the only... He loves us as if we are the only person in the room. He loves us so much. So these people that you wrote down in your journal and why they love you, or rather why you know you're loved by them, are gifts from God. God put those people in our lives so that we can experience a taste of His love through relationship with them. And these relationships are wonderful, and they're truly gifts from God. But guess what? God desires that same relationship with us. He wants and does lavish us with gifts, attention, affection, forgiveness, grace, and goodness. He wants to shower us with His time, attention, love, affection, and the list goes on. But here's the question. Will I let Him? Do I care enough to make time for Him? To allow Him to work in my heart and my life? Am I ready for what God has in store for me? You know, growing up Catholic, sometimes I got lost in our formal ways of prayer. Mass, or saying the Our Father, or a Hail Mary in a fit of desperation, or saying grace before meals, whatever it was. And don't get me wrong, these prayers are beautiful, and God wants us to pray in these ways. But are we saying them from a place of love? Are we saying them with all our heart and in contemplation of God's love for us? I know that for much of my life, that wasn't the case. I was saying them out of obligation or desperation. And the result was that I was in a cold and lonely relationship with God. So just imagine, what would the relationship be like with the people we just wrote down in our journals if we treated them how we oftentimes treat our relationship with God? What would it be like if we never made time for them? Or if we called them up each day, recited a script to them for 60 seconds and hung up, and we didn't speak to them again until the following day? And on that went, day in and day out. That's not a relationship. That's a cold transaction. And I pray that many of you are much farther along in your faith journey than me. And I say this because it's something that I struggle with as a grown woman striving for holiness. So I'm just going to assume that maybe some of you are out there too. I wasted so much of my life thinking my faith was a cold transaction, that God and the church were there to make weird old rules that didn't jive with what I thought was cool. I had no clue that more than anything, God desired a relationship with me, that He wasn't there to shame me or make me feel unworthy. He was there to love me and invite me into relationship with Him. And it took until I was about 26 years old to realize this. And then when God broke into my life and my heart, funny enough, in a confessional where I said I'd never go back to, it literally blew my mind and changed everything. And I won't get into that now because I don't have time. It's a long story. But my friends, I'm here to beg you not to let 25 years of your life go by and not step into the most beautiful and loving relationship you could ever imagine. And God has given us the people in our life to show us a glimpse of His love for us. God's words are always love, because God is love. God uses the words of those who love us the most on earth to agree with God and teach us about how much we are loved. Okay, so I just invite you to take a moment and close your eyes and let the love of God wash over you. Take this time to just let yourself be loved. Let yourself be loved by the people that He has given you. Let yourself be loved by your family, by your friends, by your church. But most importantly, let yourself be loved by God. So we're going to hear a little love letter from God as we close. And Jesus is God made man. So if it helps to use your imagination, I'd like you to close your eyes. And I like to pray with my kids like this. I like to have them imagine that they're sitting on a shore. They're sitting in the sand. It's a warm summer day. And they're looking out into the water. And they see a boat with one person on the boat. that boat's coming towards you. When the boat comes to shore, you very quickly recognize who's sitting on the boat. It's Jesus. He steps out, stretches out his hand, and invites you in. As you sit down on the boat, take it all in. What does Jesus look like? What's he wearing? More importantly, how does he look at you? Let his eyes of love envelop you. And I want you to imagine Jesus saying your name. And as he speaks to you, he says this: "My child, I have called you. I have chosen you, and you are holy and dearly loved. I want to give you heaven. I gave my life for you. My love runs so deeply for you. My heart beats for you and for you alone. My blood bleeds for you. Never forget, even for a moment, how deeply I love you. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. There isn't anything I wouldn't forgive for love of you. And no matter how inadequate you may feel, or how much garbage you've accumulated, or if you think you don't need me, or that I don't matter, or that what I ask of you is behind the times, I will always love you. I will always love you the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I would suffer and die again 1,000 times for you. And should you stray or fall away from my love, I will always be waiting to receive you and welcome you back home. I will be waiting as the father of the prodigal son, waiting and ready to lavish you with my heavenly riches and love, ready to rejoice with all of heaven at your homecoming. So if you are ready to step into relationship with me, I invite you today, come and see the love the Father has for you. For I know well the plans I have for you. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you a future full of hope. When you call me, when you go to pray to me, I will listen to you. When you look for me, you will find me. Yes, when you seek me with all your heart, you will find me with you. I love you."
Natalie, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today. That was truly a gift to the entire Unveiled community. Listeners, I hope that you enjoyed that as much as I did. So may the week ahead be filled with a special sense of how much the Father loves you. Peace and joy.